Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor at our Westerville campus. And this past Sunday, we continued on in our series called Love Songs, where we're walking through the book of Song of Solomon together. And this past Sunday, if you were with us, we talked about the idea of pursuing someone in a way that honors the Lord. And in our modern day context today, the way that we typically pursue someone is through dating them. Where we meet someone in person, or maybe we meet them online, and then we get to know them, we go on a date with them, eventually they become our boyfriend or a girlfriend, we then get engaged, and eventually we get married. And what we have to realize is that dating, as we think about it, is a fairly modern concept. It's really only been around for the last 150 years, and it's still a primarily Western concept. There are still many cultures today that don't practice dating the way that we do. And so because this is a modern Western practice, the Bible doesn't tell us anything specific about dating, because dating didn't exist during biblical times. In those days, people typically found a spouse through arranged marriages, where parents, particularly the fathers, would select their child spouse for them. And marriage was primarily concerned with family legacy and with economic stability. It wasn't really concerned with romance or passion, which is what makes the Song of Songs so unique. Because in a time where most people were being set up by their parents for economic reasons or for family legacy, here is this couple who is passionately and voluntarily pursuing one another. Now, they're not necessarily dating the way that we would talk about it today, but they are intentionally pursuing one another and they're building a romantic relationship. And so even though the Bible doesn't give us a list of how-tos when it comes to dating, of how to date or how old you should be or how long you should date for, there are still many biblical principles that we can apply to the modern practice of dating, especially from the book of Song of Songs. And one of the principles that we looked at this past week was that we don't date for potential. We don't date for potential. You see, dating is not the NFL draft. We don't date someone for who we hope they will become in the future. Where, hey, man, they've got some character issues, but they ran a really good 40 time. No, we date someone for who they actually are right now. Their character, their values, their integrity. You know, a lot of Christians will do something called missionary dating, where they will date someone who is not a Christian in hopes that they will eventually become a Christian in the future. And they hope that by spending time with them and bringing them to church, that eventually they're going to win them over. They're going to convince them to follow Jesus. And look, I've seen it happen before. You probably have too. But more often than not, it's the Christian in the relationship who ends up compromising their faith and their values. You see, when it comes to dating someone and to pursuing someone, the bar is not, hey, they're really nice, or they go to church sometimes, or they're supportive of my beliefs, they're supportive of my faith. No, the bar is, do they love and follow Jesus? We're not hoping that they're going to follow Jesus one day. No, we're wondering, are they following him today? Are they living out their faith right now? And this should be an absolute non-negotiable when it comes to dating someone or pursuing a relationship with someone. The Apostle Paul says this in 2 Corinthians chapter 6. He says, "Don't be unequally yoked with unbelievers. For what fellowship do righteousness and iniquity have? Or what fellowship does light have with darkness?" Listen, I've done marriage counseling with couples who were not on the same page when it came to their faith, where one was a Christian and the other wasn't, or where one was wanting to take their faith seriously and the other was just sort of indifferent. And the one who takes their faith seriously is always convinced that the other one will eventually get there. That once they're married, everything is going to change and they're going to start to care about the same faith and values. But listen, if they aren't taking their faith seriously now, they likely won't start once you get married. And what happens is that the person who is following the Lord will either end up compromising their faith and their values, or it's going to become a point of tension and frustration in the future, especially once you have kids. Who you choose as your spouse, who you choose to pursue a romantic relationship, is one of the most important decisions you will ever make. And so we don't want to date for potential. We don't want to date for who we hope somebody will be. We want to date for who they actually are today. Are they following Jesus? Do they love the Lord? Do they have character? And do they have integrity? And so if you're in the process of dating right now or searching for that person in your life, I'd love to take a moment just to pray over you in that process. And so God, we thank you that your word, even though it was written so long ago, is still so relevant for our lives today. And God, I pray for those in our church who maybe are single right now, or widowed, or divorced, and they're thinking about marriage in the future, or they have a relationship that is beginning. God, I pray that you would give them just great wisdom and discernment. God, that they would set a high bar and standard for who they're looking for. God, that they would pursue someone who loves you, who follows you, and God, that you would just bless them as they're seeking to honor you and the way that they pursue someone and the way that they date someone. Father, we love you, and we ask all of this in the name of your son, Jesus. Amen.